Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
At the beginning of the movie classic Citizen Kane, a newsreel depicts the grandeur of Kane's Florida estate, Xanadu.
Legendary was the Xanadu where Kublai Khan decreed his stately pleasure dome. Today, almost as legendary is Florida Xanadu, world's largest private pleasure ground. 100,000 trees, 20,000 tons of marble are the ingredients of Xanadu's mountain. Contents of Xanadu's palace. Paintings, pictures, statues, the very stones of many another palace. A collection of everything. So big it can never be cataloged or appraised. Enough for 10 museums, the loot of the world. Like the pharaohs, Xanadu's landlord leaves many stones to mark his grave. Since the pyramids, Xanadu is the costliest monument a man has built to himself.
The costliest monument that man has been to himself, Xanadu. Now, that was from Orson Welles' Citizen Kane. What was it, 1941? But this might also apply to the Xanadu in New Jersey today, if it ever gets built. And in our 30 Issues in 30 Days New York, New Jersey election series, it is issue 12 today, Xanadu. It's part of our week-long look at development issues in the New Jersey governor's race. And WNYC's Bob Henley is here for this. You can also see Bob's deep roots analysis of why development is so vexing in New Jersey on our show page at WNYC.org. We've also got a picture of Xanadu there. Bob's essay is called Stuck in the State We Are In. And if you're a New Jersey listener, you will definitely want to read this on our page about how land use and overdevelopment are linked to ever-escalating property taxes. And on that cheery note, hi, Bob.
Hey, you know what it is? Xanadu's been built, but will it open?
Did you like that Citizen Kane clip?
There was language in there that was so evocative, particularly when you talk about the idea of a collection of everything, and it's so massive it can't be appraised. And indeed, that's kind of like where we are, because we've built this huge $2 billion thing, but as I say, we've built it, but we don't know if they're going to come.
And if you think the comparison is way over the top, do you remember this Xanadu commercial?
Beyond the tax revenues, beyond the infrastructure improvements, there's a world of opportunity called Meadowlands Xanadu. With a brighter future for New Jersey, where business and pleasure do mix. With sports and recreation, where learning is fun.
I've been living in Jersey all my life. I've never seen anything like this.
There's a rumor on the internet that that was Orson Welles' last act before he died, was writing that commercial. No, I'm kidding. So, Bob Henley, what is Xanadu supposed to be, and what is it actually as we sit
Well,
here?
I guess it's a case of a situation where you have to go back to the period of time in the 1980s where you had, you know, the Meadowlands was already kind of losing its edge. Then you come into the 90s. You have the period of time where McGreevy gets to be governor. It looks like we're going to lose all of our sports teams. There's a very dynamic offer being made to pull the Nets. The Devils are in play. We don't know what's going to happen in terms of holding on to the Giants or the Jets. There was the West Side Stadium push the mayor had
in
his
term.
Right.
So
it looked like that whole complex was really kind of coming apart. And so the big problem was that, and this is a public-private partnership, and in times of prosperity, public-private partnerships seem like a good idea. But when you're in a kind of flat period or permanent scarcity like we're in now, you start scratching your head, like, why was the government involved in any of this? Back originally when the Meadowlands, you know, there was 22,000 acres of Meadowlands. We had been dumping solid waste in there because, oh, it's a swamp. You can put garbage in and it disappears. That was a legacy of the 19th into the 20th century. We had a lot of industrial development. And the state was of two minds. It wanted to preserve the Meadowlands as a nature preserve, but it had this legacy of these landfills. And it also had the opportunity to create the Sports and Exposition Authority. So there was hundreds of acres in the center of it. The state decided to create the racetrack, this and the sports complex. The whole Sports and Exposition Authority complex, and this really dates it, was to be supported, believe it or not, by racetrack revenue. And so all of this investment by the state carried on a certain kind of – developed its own political constituency. So the idea was, let's come up with Xanadu, which is going to be this mega entertainment complex that will be a destination resort that will become more attractive, make the whole region more attractive, and also then we can get – we can make the rationale argument that we need a rail line to get there. And so that's where the whole push for Xanadu came from. The idea of having this huge complex might make sports teams think like, okay, the Meadowlands without a rail line, not so much. But, oh, okay, there's going to be this destination resort and rail line, it's a go. And so we ended up now we've got the rail line, but the mall has got itself hung up on one of the worst consumer slides in spending we've seen.
Is that what it is? It's stuck just as a function of the recession?
Well, I think it also has to do with the fact that it was, like all private-public partnerships, had more to do with the kind of optimism of the public sector and wasn't grounded in the market reality. And because of the fact that, you know, the land came from the Sports and Exposition Authority, there was a lot of Xanadu and the entities behind it. The Mills Corporation, which originally did the development, did pay tens of millions of dollars to the state to do it. But because it was a private-public partnership, there weren't business decisions being made in the kind of private sector way.
You mean the political process does not make the best business decisions?
Absolutely. And one of the things here is
somebody
that...
Somebody better tell the Obama administration.
One of the things that's fascinating about this is we talked yesterday about the limits of home rule. In this case, because it was in the Meadowlands, it's under the jurisdiction of the Hackensack Meadowlands Development Commission. And in this case, the Sports Authority really kind of got, you know, there wasn't the kind of home rule. It wasn't like it was anyone's town that was overseeing it. In fact, a lot of towns were kind of worried about the creation of Xanadu. And that's the other problem you create. When the government gets involved with putting its thumb on the scale for one kind of development in the middle of the Meadowlands, you have to ask yourself, well, what about places like existing development or the efforts of cities like Jersey City and Newark to make a comeback to some degree in a time of finite resources that we're realizing we're in? Doesn't the government begin to tip the balance towards this kind of sprawl model and undermine the ability of the Jersey cities and the Newarks to get and attract investment capital?
But nobody in this race seems to think, I shouldn't say nobody in this race, at least Corzine and Christie in this race do not seem to think the model itself is a problem. Here is Corzine on Xanadu from July.
This is not the only project in America or in New York or across the country that is suffering from the fact that credit is tight.
So just kind of making an excuse, Christie has not taken a formal position that we know of. Maybe you can tell us, but yesterday he met with the staff of the Star-Ledger, and they posted on their blog that Christie said he's concerned with the continuing state subsidy to keep the Izod Center operating and that the operators of the Meadowlands should work with operators of the Prudential Center in Newark. However, he stressed he would not favor shutting down Izod or changing the status quo with the Meadowlands until he could get a handle on what is actually going to happen with the Trouble Project and the revenues that are to be generated by the new football stadium. So that's interesting to me, Bob, because that's a linking of what's going on with the Meadowlands with what's going on in Newark.
Well, there is this is the thing of competing interests. And in the case of the Meadowlands, when you talk about the Meadowlands, you also have to deal with Bergen County and the entrenched political interests in Bergen County that very much want to see that's the Izod Center and that part of Xanadu vital.
And the Izod Center is what exactly?
Well, that's the All Continental Arena. That's part of it. It's actually kind of built right next to where Xanadu is. So the idea would be that the Nets, it's the arena there for basketball. It's also, you know, there.
And the Nets may be leaving for Brooklyn.
Right. And yeah, exactly. And so one of the problems that you see here is the government and the political structure is now so deeply involved in it promoted it, it put capital at risk, it supported an investment, and now in a time of scarcity, it's still having to advocate for these private-public partnerships. And in the case of Christie, I mean, I guess I saw the same blog statement. He was saying he needed more details about what's going on behind the scenes, which I have to keep in mind here. What's driving all of this is the role of the state in gambling. One of the things is the racetrack originally back in the halcyon days of racing was enough of a cash cow that it could support the whole complex. What has happened now, ironically, is the state of New Jersey, that's taxpayers, are supporting the Sports and Exposition Authority. They picked up the debt service. So here you have this overhang of what seemed like a good private-public partnership that's now being carried ultimately by the taxpayers.
So are Christie and Corzine any different on this? And
it doesn't seem
Daggett?
So. Well, Daggett, the one thing I'll say is that Daggett is supported by the Sierra Club, which at this point has been, from what I can tell historically, the only source that was critical of Xanadu right along. Because a lot of environmental groups signed on to it because the Mills Corporation did offer to swap some land that they'd always wanted for wetlands preservation, and they spent a lot of money on trying to support environmental groups.
Now, not everybody supported it. Here is a clip of Richard Cody, everybody's favorite governor-in-waiting, who was the interim governor when McGreevy first had his problems, interim governor when Corzine had his car accident. Here's the popular Richard Cody also talking to the Star-Ledger.
It was a bad idea from the get-go, for whatever reason. So now we may have what I would call a white elephant on our hands. And one of my thoughts was just to haul it to Central Park, plop it down in the middle of Central Park, and tell New Yorkers it's modern art.
Well, he won't be running for mayor of New York anytime
soon.
He's
also having a terrible... He might not be able to hold on to the Senate presidency, too, but that's another thing. He's having a real battle going on there.
But that's interesting coming from him. It was a bad idea from the get-go.
Right. I think that the problem here being that it got a kind of traction. It was a Hail Mary pass to try to preserve the teams. What is fascinating is the rail line has become very successful for the U2 concert. They had tens of thousands of people use it. The problem is that it's only used on big concert days or game days. And the feeling was that they couldn't just get a rail line built unless they had this destination. I think the other thing that's, you know, you have to ask yourself is what has happened to, what could it be used if it's not going to be the retail megaplex? And I've heard some discussion of perhaps a convention center, but clearly something's going to happen there. It's already built and it just doesn't have the capital to open.
Just real quick before we run out of time, our segment yesterday in this series was on the link between corruption in development and development in New Jersey. Haven't you reported on corruption allegations surrounding some of the Xanadu work?
Well, that was one of the things, is that the Mills Corporation was one of the most generous campaign contributors to both parties. And there's no doubt that the vision for this private-public partnership was primed to a large extent by their sophistication. So that is definitely part of the equation here.
How many taxpayer dollars have been lost on this?
Well, it's not taxpayer dollars. It was more a sense of the support that's happened in terms of it was Sports and Exposition Authority land. And now, it's as it sits there now, it's an eyesore, so it's more of a missed opportunity. And the open question is what becomes of it if the private sector can't make a go of it.
WNYC's Bob Henley on Issue 12 in our 30 Issues in 30 Days series, the Xanadu Meadowlands Project. By the way, did you know that you and I will be recording a new edition of Digesting Politics this afternoon with Andrea Bernstein?
I'm going to build my day around it.
It's our weekly podcast where Andrea, Bob, and I discuss politics over lunch. So Digesting Politics is a web-only feature not heard on the radio. You can sign up for free at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Coming up next, in the computer age, can we ever forget anything? Stay with us.